something kind of went down a few different roads, a few different wormholes, opened up a few cans of worms, as they say. And it kind of came back. Like, there's been different stories about this topic and different variations of this topic over the last few months. I think it started with the Miranda Lambert incident at her concert, where fans were doing selfies and she stopped the concert and she kind of berated them and kind of shamed them. And they went online, and then other people said it was this, and other people said it was that.
It was pretty split. Yeah. Everything that I saw was split, which is kind of how I feel in my mind, but I don't know.
Yeah, and then that kind of brought up the whole thing about phones at concerts, and then Garth Brooks did a show in Vegas where he actually, like, took everyone's phones and put them in these special bags that you could only access if you left the show. But everybody knew ahead of time that you were not going to be able to bring your phone in.
I also feel like I'm in high school getting my phone taken away.
But that's an important point there, knowing before you even buy the tickets that's going to be the situation. So you can choose. You can choose. Because look,
at the end, if you want to go or not.
Look, at the end of the day, I'm going to always stand on the side of this is America. And you can make your choices like an adult.
Yeah.
Okay? For those of us that are adults. Okay.
Yeah. Like, they have their freedom to produce a show like that, but you also have your freedom not to go or not.
Exactly. Okay. So keep that in the back of the back of the mind.
There's lots of different viewpoints.
Lots of different viewpoints there. And then we just read the story, the look back on the year that was for Jelly Roll and all the success he had, all the touring, raising all that money for at-risk youth in Tennessee, and how he was going to go phoneless for the rest of the year to focus on his family, like personally phoneless, like everyday phoneless. Like, phone right here, but I won't have it.
You still got to use it for your camera, for pictures. Wow. So, I went camping over the weekend and didn't have my phone for 3 days. I still had it to take pictures, but I wasn't texting, but I didn't have service.
So it depends on what you're using the phone for.
Yeah, there's internet, there's actual service. And I mean, I think the worst for me is just scrolling on Facebook, social media.
Okay. I think my wife does that a lot, too. Yeah. I use it for real practical business and personal reasons, usually to stay in contact with the family and to stay in contact with whatever's going on with the wolf and the things that I
got to do. Call people on your actual cell phone?
I have. What? Yeah, I have actually called people. So that kind of brought up the whole thing recently. There was a concert here locally that was a no phone show, but it wasn't like we're confiscating your phone on the way in. If we catch you recording or taking pictures during the concert, you will be ejected from the concert and not allowed to go back in. And that's where I got a little weird. That's where my red, white, and blue neck started tingling a little bit because I'm sorry, Jack. This is America. And as far as I remember, there is no show without the fans. So if you are dictating something like that, like, we will kick you out if you are giving us good PR by taking a picture or a video and then tagging us on social media. You know, like every other show in the world.
Right.
But we are special and we are... It just rubbed me the wrong way. Look, I will say this. If you don't, I don't want to go off on a rant here. if you don't want to pull out your phone at a concert and you just want to be phoneless at the show, fine.
Do it.
You have that freedom to do it. But don't say I can't do it. Don't tell me I can't do it when I do it at every other show. If I want to pay this money for this ticket and I want to experience this and I want to experience it later, don't you dare tell me I can't do it. Who are you to tell me? There is no show without me, the fan. So let me have this experience.
Yeah, I think I'm a little split as well on this one where I can, I agree. I love just, being in the moment and enjoy the music. But on the other hand, you're so right that it helps the star so much by other people having the fan. It's not like they're sitting up there just streaming the whole
show. So is that it then? Is that in there? We're sacrificing the PR because of our artistic integrity. Are you? Are you really? Or are you just being a control freak? Because in my opinion, you're being a control freak. And I may be ranting and be off on a whole other planet here. But if I'm feeling this way, I'm pretty sure there's some other people that feel this way. And if I only found out about this like a week before the show, I'd be really upset about it.
So I didn't say it on the ticket?
I don't know. I don't know. No. I'm just saying the act of saying, dictating to a fan. Or just, I can't even imagine what that would have looked like if we're all at the concert. Woo! Some dude whips out his phone and then they tap him on the shoulder and drag him out of the place.
I would be
horrified.
What's going on?
You know what's
going
to happen? People are going to pull out their phone and video
that. That's okay.
Now, they did say if you need to use your phone for an emergency, at least they didn't take the phone from you. So say you're out on a date night and something happens. Your phone vibrating. You can go out into the concourse and take the call. But if you were shooting a video or taking a picture at the stage, you're out of here. And I just find that un-American. I feel it's un-American.
A little odd.
I think we're in a society now where, and don't give me the sanctimonious, righteous, enjoy the show with phones. Look, let's be realistic here. We are all addicted to our phones. We are all willing participants in that addiction. And we are all now connected to things with our phones that we have willingly gone down that road to be addicted and connected to. There is nothing we can do about it now.
Ooh, you okay there? You had a breath? Need some water?
Do you want to look? I mean, it's just the way of the world now.
Yes.
You know,
this conversation's a little flipped. Usually, the young millennial would be the one that would be bring out the phones. But I would like a couple of songs where I don't have to feel like I need to bring out my phone and I just want to sit and absorb.
And again, you don't have to.
Right.
But don't tell me I can't.
I get distracted by other people's phones.
Do you?
Whip them out. I do.
You know what I'd be distracted by? Watching someone get dragged out of there for having their phone.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you another example. So Country Radio Seminar every year in Nashville. They have a big showcase. One of their labels brings out all their artists on stage at the Ryman Auditorium, the mother church of country music, all right? Right there in Nashville. It's literally a renovated church. Hundreds of radio people were all sitting there watching these artists come out. I'm talking Chris Stapleton, Luke Bryan, Vince Gill. I mean, they're just coming across the stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're there to celebrate country music and our connection with Nashville and these artists and we're radio people. We want to share this experience with our listeners. We want to preserve it for posterity, whatever. We're all videoing and taking pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We expected to do that.
So it's like a media thing.
Well, there were signs, little signs, all over the place saying no videoing is allowed. But we're thinking, hey, it's a radio seminar. This doesn't apply to what's going on. This is a special event.
Right. They want me to put
suddenly,
it out there.
But suddenly, the ushers started going around and leaning over and telling people to put their phones down, tapping people on the shoulder and talking to them. I'm watching this happen all around me instead of watching the artist.
Uh-huh.
So you want to talk about distractions? That was actually a distraction.
And you know the artist is watching that too.
Yes.
The artist is watching, what's happening out there? And it's what's distracting the artist
as well. So that brings up the point and what happened. What happened was the artist on stage at the time saw this happening. All the radio people that play his music are being told not to share this experience and to promote him on their social media. And he realized pretty quickly that's a bad idea. So he stopped. The artist stopped not to berate the people for recording him, but to tell the ushers to stop telling people they couldn't record him.
Right.
So how about them apples? So
there's two different artists. There's the ones that complain to the fans, and then there's the ones that complain about the ushers and the security. And I've seen both.
I have seen both, but there is literally apples and oranges, I think, when it comes to the whole experience. Look, and again, the same part of me that's upset that I'm being told that I can't preserve this or capture this memory with my phone is the same one that says it's absolutely okay if you don't want to. But don't tell either of us either way what we can and can't do.
Yeah.
I just find that horribly offensive. I get worked up about it, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Guys, he gets worked up.
Okay, I'm just saying it's a little weird. It's a little weird to me. And I hope it's not a trend because I find that to be counterproductive to the whole concert experience. And look, at the end of the day, there's no concert without the fans. And to minimize or...
take away from them.
Take away their freedom.
Give them
freedom.
A reason not to be there.
Yeah, their freedom to experience it the way they want to, I think is atrocious. Now, there are obviously concert etiquette and courtesy and common rules that we all need to abide by.
We need to be safe. We need to be respectful.
Yep. Courteous.
So no fighting, punches, screaming at each other.
Look, and you need to know the concert you're going to and what is expected or what, you know. Look, if you're at a concert, there's no pit. And the place is just all seating, and you're standing up in front of somebody that bought like second row seats, and you're standing in front of them.
Yeah, especially up close, because you're not going to see that if you're seated far back. You're not going to see that one person standing up.
That may be considered rude by people, and you may want to be more considerate to the people behind you. But
just,
look,
you be smart.
Look,
analyze the situation.
I've been distracted by many things at concerts. People fighting, drunk people spilling beer on me. But let me tell you. The concert experience is literally the last bastion of free expression in this world when it comes to the entertainment world. And when we start restricting people from having that experience in a respectful, courteous, legal way, I got a problem with it. Maybe I'm wrong.
There's already enough rules. Let's not create more.
Thank you! Sorry. I just don't want people telling me what I can and can't do at a concert that is not illegal, unreasonable, or you know, disrespectful. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. Rant over.
Is it?
Yeah. Let the response commence.